think we all know that marriage in our society is in trouble.
我相信大家都知道，今天社会我们的婚姻是有问题的。
And I'm not referring to the issue of gay marriage.
我现在不是想说同性恋的婚姻。
I'm talking about heterosexual marriage.
我是在说正常的异性恋的婚姻。
That in marriage there's a lot of unhappiness and conflicts.
在婚姻里有很多的不高兴的事情和冲突。
There may be in the lives of some of our friends or family.
在我们身边的家人和朋友当中可能都有这些事情。
It could be our neighbors or church members.
可能是我们的邻居或者教会的会友。
It could be in our own marriage.
可能是我们自己的婚姻。
And in those marriages, there's a lot of yelling and screaming.
在这些不高兴的婚姻里可能有很多的吵闹。
There's a lot of unkind words, hurtful words.
可能有一些伤害人的话，刻薄的话。
There's a lot of frustration and nagging.
有很多的挫折和很多的牢骚。
This morning I want to look at a very key passage on marriage.
今天早上我想跟大家分享一个很重要的关于婚姻的经节。
Now if you're single or not married, then you may think that, oh, this sermon is not for me.
如果你还是单身的话，你可能会想这个信息可能对我来说是不重要的。
I can go to sleep for a little while.
我可以现在打个瞌睡什么的。
But I think this passage also can be helpful to you.
但是我觉得这个今天的信息对你来说是重要的。
If you're young and potentially looking for a potential mate, this passage might help you in choosing the right mate.
如果你还是年轻的话，而且是在日后会找伴侣的话，今天的这个经文可能对你日后找伴侣有帮助。
Second, if you're older,then hopefully maybe you can help teach these concepts to the next generation.
如果你已经是年长的话，你可能也能够帮助这些年轻人教导他们关于这个经节所说的东西。
And third, if you could potentially apply these principles to almost all relationships.
其实你可以把这个里边所说的原则去应用到所有的关系上。
I think I've mentioned in the past that the Bible's teaching on submission helped me to work with Pastor Feng for over 20 years.
其实我之前也提过，这个经节帮助我在处理我跟以前的主任牧师冯牧师的关系上有很大的用处。
Now, many of you have heard the expression, communication is key to your marriage.
大家可能听过一句话，就是说沟通是婚姻重要的一部分。
And when we think of communication, we think about talking.
当我们想到沟通的时候，我们就想起我们要谈话，我们要说。
But please notice, as we look at this passage, the emphasis is not about more talking.
但是这个经节里，我们看到重点不是在说。
But the emphasis is on non-verbal communication.
重点是在于一些没有言语的沟通。
And that's why I entitled this message, Communicating with Your Spouse Without Words.
所以今天的讲到的命题就是尽在不言中。
Now, if we look at this passage in 1 Peter chapter 3, we notice that verse 1 and verse 7 begin with the word likewise.
如果我们看这个经节是彼得前书三章一到七节的话，我们看到第一节和第七节开头有一个字叫做同样、照样。
Now, I understand that the Chinese translation perhaps is not accurate in terms of what the Greek text says.
我知道这个中文的译本上面没有这个字，但是在希腊文的译本上是有的。
That word probably should be translated in the same way.
这个字应该在中文译本里应该是同样有翻译的。
It sort of means that you should do the principles here are the same as what I just spoke about.
就是说我 你要做的事情就是我刚才所说的事情。
And so it forces us to look back into 1 Peter chapter 2.
这个字就叫我们回看一下彼得前书的第二章。
If it means in the same way, in the same way as what?
如果这里说同样的话，那就是要到底要是跟什么是同样的呢？
And Peter is writing about the whole subject about submission.
其实彼得在第二章就是写的顺服这个东西。
Now submission is misunderstood and not very popular concept today.
在今天，顺服这个字不是常用的，而且是经常被误解的。
But it is something that is taught in God's word.
但是这个是在神的话语里是教导我们的。
I would define submission as this.
我的定义顺服的定义就是这样的。
To voluntarily put yourself under the leadership or authority of someone else.
就是自愿的把你自己放在别人的领导和权威之下。
And Peter commands submission in different spheres.
在这里，彼得所定义的顺服是有不同的领域、不同的层面的。
First, he commands submission to government authorities.
第一个层面就是对于政府。
You see this in chapter 2, verse 13 through 17.
在这里我们可以看到第二章13到14节所说的。
And I'm going to ask you to read verse 13 and 14.
我给大家读一下，就是你们为主的缘故要顺从一切的制度，或在地上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰。
Second, Peter applies the principle of submission to masters.
第二个可以应用的地方，顺服可以应用的地方就是对于你的主人。
And this is found in verses 18 through 20.
这个就是在第二章的十八节里边所说的。
I'm going to ask you to read verse 18.
十八节就是你们做仆人的，凡事要敬畏。凡是要存敬畏的心顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
And then Peter gives us an example of submission as he ends chapter 2.
在彼得完结第二章的时候，他给了我们一个例子。
In verses 21 to 25, he points out the example of Jesus submitting to His Heavenly Father.
在第二章的二十一节到二十五节，他指出了主耶稣基督如何顺服天父。
Please read verses 21 to 23.
我给大家读二十一节到二十三节。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托在公义，交托在那按公义审判人的主。
So as we begin chapter 3, we see that Peter applies submission for wives and for husbands.
在我们看第三章开始的时候，就看见彼得如何把顺服这个概念带到婚姻里边。
And this is not an easy passage to preach on.
这个章节不是一个很容易的信息来讲。
Because we have so many questions about it.
因为我们有很多的问题。
For instance, we might ask the question, why is Peter spending 6 verses for the wives and only 1 verse for the husbands?
可能大家会有一个问题，就是说为什么彼得花了六节来对妻子们讲，但是只花了一节对丈夫来说。
And that's a very good question, and we'll try to answer that later in the sermon.
这是一个很好的问题，一会儿我们会解答这个问题。
But first, looking at Peter teaching submission as applied to wives, we see this in verses 1 through 6.
在第一到第六节，我们看看彼得如何教导妻子来用顺服。
And I believe Peter makes 4 main points in this section.
在这里彼得有四个重点。
First, he says, we are to be, wives are to be submissive to their own husbands.
第一点就是做妻子的一定要顺服自己的丈夫。
This is what verses 1, first part of verse 1 says. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands.
这个就是第一节的前部分，就是说啊，同样的，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
We notice that this is a command from Peter.
这个是一个命令。
It's not something that is optional.
不是你可以选择可以商量的。
And when Peter talks about submission, he's not just talking about a behavior, but also an attitude as well.
这里不单只只是一个行为，而且是要你的只是指到你的态度。
And the word submission is actually a military term.
其实这个顺服这个字眼是军方的用语。
It means to take a place or position under someone.
就是说你把自己处在一个岗位或者一个权力之下。
And so the idea of, again, of submission is to place yourself voluntarily under the authority or leadership of someone else.
这个再一次强调了，顺服就是你自愿的把你自己放在一个领导或者权力之下。
Now we see Peter's command here, but he doesn't really give us the reason for this command.
在这里我们看见彼得对我们做出了命令，但是他没有说出了原因。
So to understand the reason for submission, we actually have to look at another passage.
如果我们要去了解这个原因的话，我们要看另一个章节。
We need to look at what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 5.
我们要看看保罗如何在以弗所书里边写第五章里面怎么写的。
And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23,4, Peter, excuse me, Paul writes this.
在以弗所书五章二十二到二十四节，保罗是这么写的。
Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit.In everything to their husbands.
我给大家读一遍，就是你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Now, Paul in that passage is giving us the reason for submission.
在这里保罗告诉我们为什么要顺服。
It is because God has appointed the husband as the head of the home.
因为在这里神已经指派了丈夫作为家里的头。
But when we say head, it doesn't mean some dictatorial leader.
在这里我们说头领导，我们不是指一些专制独裁的领导。
This head should be a loving leader or a servant leader.
这个领导是一个慈爱而且有奴仆仆人样式的领导。
He leads to benefit the whole family.
他领导是为了整个家庭受益。
Paul says this, the husband should be like Christ.
在这里说保罗就说丈夫要像基督一样。
Just as Christ is the loving leader of the church,So the husband is supposed to be a loving leader to his wife.
就是说，基督在教会里是一个慈爱的领导，丈夫在家里对妻子也同样的要成为一个慈爱的领导。
Now, Paul also teaches about the equality between men and women.
保罗也强调了男女平等这个问题。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, he says that in terms of salvation in Christ,There is no male or female.
在加拉太书，保罗说，在基督里，没有男和女的区别。
But even though male and female are equal, they have different roles or different functions.
即使男和女在地位上有就是平等的，但是他们有不同的功用，有不同的角色。
We see this examples of this in our world.
在现今的社会，我们看见这个现象。
We know that Boston is a very big sports town.
我们知道波士顿是一个有很多体育强队的一个城市。
And if you look at any of the sports teams, they are composed of a number of players.
在每一个球队里都有很多的球员。
And each one is important.
每一位球员都是很重要的。
They do not all have the same role or function.
他们每个人都有不同的角色和功用。
If we look at the area of music.
我们看看音乐这个方面
and we look at an orchestra,
我们看看这个交响乐团
we see that different people do not exactly do the same thing.
我们看见每一个人都做着不同的事情
we see this even in the Trinity.
我们在三位一体的神里面我们也看见这个事情
If you were to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, Paul uses the Trinity as an example.
我们看见这个保罗也用三位一体这个概念作为一个例子。
Now in the concept of the Trinity, we know that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are all equally God.
我们在三一论里边看见天父、圣子和圣灵都是神。
They are equal in essence and in nature.
他们是有同样的地位
but yet they have different functions.
但是他们有不同的功用。
Jesus has many times said he is here to do the will of the Father.
耶稣在地上他经常说我是要行天父的旨意。
So this idea of submission also doesn't mean that the husband and wife are not equal.
这个顺服也不是让我们觉得丈夫和妻子是不平等的。
But they have different roles and different functions.
但是他们有不同的角色和不同的功用。
Now some people think that these different roles are based on our culture.
我们很多人觉得我们有不同的角色是因为我们文化来定的。
And you notice that Paul in that passage doesn't use culture as a reason for submission.
在这里我们看见保罗不是说因为我们有这个文化所以我们要顺服。
For instance, Paul doesn't say, well, wives submit to your husbands because they are more educated than you are.
保罗也没有说你要顺服你的丈夫因为他们受过更多的教育。
And then later on, if women become more educated, then we don't have to obey that anymore.
那就是说如果日后妻子们受了教育我们就不需要顺从丈夫了吗？
But Paul and Peter do not look at that as a reason.
保罗和彼得都没有把这个当成一个原因。
Now in my own marriage, I would say my wife is smarter than me.
在我的婚姻里，我觉得我的妻子是比我更聪明的。
But the Lord has placed me as the leader, as the husband.
但是神指派我当成家里的领导。
My wife.Even though she's smarter, she voluntarily looks to me as the leader.
虽然我的太太比我聪明，但是她仍然是自愿的把我当成一个领袖。
And certainly I don't make all the decisions.
当然我不是做所有的决定。
Certainly if I'm a good leader, I will listen to the advice of my wife.
如果我是一个好的领导的话，我当然会听我太太的建议。
But even though I am the leader, my wife...in her attitude and action submits to my leadership.
就是我是一个领导的话，我太太在她的行为和态度上都是顺服我的领导。
Let me give you another example.
我给大家另外一个例子。
We know that the roads in Boston are very dangerous.
大家都知道波士顿的道路是非常危险的。
And one of the most dangerous situations on the road is when two roads merge together as one.
最危险的情况就是有两条路它合流成为一条路。
And then the people on the left think they should go faster.
左边这条路的人就觉得我应该开快一点。
And they think the other people should slow down.
然后他觉得右边的这个司机应该慢下来让他先走。
Meanwhile, those people on the right think the people on the left should slow down.
在右边的司机就觉得我应该快一点，左边的人应该让我。
And we know that what happens is that sometimes they crash together.
那谁都不让的话，就会发生交通意外了。
But at least those people who make the roads recognize that, oh, we need to allow one person to take the lead.
在这个设计道路的人就觉得我们应该是让一个人先走的。
And we tell the other people to yield.
所以我们就让另外一条路的人去让。
And so they have this triangular sign that says yield. That is, you let the other person go first.
所以有时候我们看见路上有一个三角形的标志写着让，所以你就要让了。
And by having those signs, they prevented a lot of accidents.
有那个标志的话，其实避免了很多的交通意外。
Well, I think God has perhaps the same idea in marriage.
我想神在这里也有同样的想法。
It doesn't mean that one is superior and the other is inferior.
这里不是说一个人是比较高尚，一个人是比较低下的。
But to prevent a lot of problems, there someone needs to submit.
如果要避免很多问题和冲突的话，其中一个人就要让步了。
Now let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们再看彼得前书的第三章。
I also want you to notice that it says in verse 1, for wives to be subject to their own husbands.
在这里我强调一点，就是在这里经文里说，作为妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
It does not say all women should submit to all men.
不是说所有的女人都要顺服所有的男人。
Wives can be, women can be bosses at work.
女人可以在工作上是一个老板领导。
They can be president of the United States.
他们甚至可以成为美国的总统。
But in the sphere of the home and in the church, the man is supposed to be the head.
在教会和家庭的这个领域里，男人就是头。
That is, they are equal, but yet have different roles.
他们是平等的，但是男女有不同的角色。
Let me also mention to you two exceptions to the principle of submission.
在这里，这个原则上有两个例外的地方。
If you're a wife, you should not submit if your husband tells you to do something that is wrong.
如果你是妻子，你可以不顺服，如果你的丈夫叫你做一些不对的事情、错的事情。
For instance, if the husband says, "Well, I want you to stop believing in Jesus Christ."
比如说，丈夫叫你不要再继续相信耶稣了。
Should the wife submit?
那妻子要顺服吗？
I don't think so.
我觉得不对。
We see a principle in Acts chapter 5.
我们看见《使徒行传》的第五章里说，
The Christians were told not to spread the gospel.
在那个章节里说，基督徒被禁止，被劝谕不要去传福音。
Yet Peter said, we must obey God rather than men.
保罗就说，我们要顺服上帝，不要顺服人。
So even though wives should submit to their husbands, they recognize that God is the higher authority.
虽然这里说妻子要顺服丈夫，但是更高的权力、更高的权威是在神。
The second exception is that wives should not submit to physical abuse.
第二个例外的就是妻子对肉体的虐待或者家暴是不要顺服的。
Unfortunately, there have been cases that I've counseled where the wife has been a victim of physical abuse.
在以前我曾经劝导过一些妻子，她们曾经是被丈夫肉体的虐待。
And I've told those wives, you need to move out.
我告诉那些妻子，你们要离开。
And hopefully it's a temporary physical separation, but they need to remove themselves from the physical danger.
我希望那个是一个短暂的离开分离，但是是要离开的。
But notice what is not an exception.
在这里我们要看见看看到底什么不是例外的。
It doesn't say that, oh, if your husband is not a Christian, he's an unbeliever, then you do not have to submit to him.
这里没有说如果你的丈夫不是基督徒的话你就不要顺服他。
In fact, in verse 1, it mentions if your husband is not a Christian, God still expects you to submit to him.
在第一节里已经说如果你的丈夫不是信徒的话你仍然要顺服他。
And it, in fact, the wife is to not only show submission, but also not, she should do it with her behavior rather than with words.
这里说妻子不单只要顺服，而且要用行为和态度来顺服。
In other words, they are to hopefully share the gospel with their husbands.
这里就是希望妻子可以为丈夫来传福音。
But the emphasis is not on talking to your husband to nag him to become a Christian.
这里不是说你一定要不停的劝或者不停的叨唠你的老公让他成为一个基督徒。
But the emphasis, it says that they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives.
这里就是说你可以用不是用言语的方式或者你用你的行为来引导他成为一个基督徒。
Someone had said that nagging will drive your husband crazy, but it won't drive him to Christ.
有人就说你唠叨不会会让你的丈夫疯，但是不会让他去信耶稣。
So the first piece of advice that Peter gives is to wives is to be submissive to their husbands.
第一点就是说做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
Secondly, he says for the wives to be respectful and pure.
第二点，他就是说，做妻子的要有贞洁的行为和敬畏的心。
And we see this in verse 2.
在第二节，我们看到这一点。
Being respectful means that they are not rebellious.
就是有敬畏的心的意思，就是说没有反叛，没有怨恨。
Pure means that they are not deceptive or manipulative.
贞洁的意思就是说没有欺骗不诚实或者去操纵别人。
Certainly they would not be flirting with other men.
当然他们也不会跟其他的男人有挑逗或者眉来眼去的行为。
The third point that Peter makes here is that the wives should be focused on the internal rather than the external.
第三点就是说彼得说做妻子的要注重自己的内在不要注重外在。
I want you to read verse 3 and 4.
我为大家读第三、第四节。你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣做装饰，只要以里面长存、存着长久温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极贵、宝贵的。
Now, some churches misinterpret this passage.
有的教会误解了这个经文。
They prohibit their women from braiding their hair or wearing any gold jewelry.
他们禁止他们的女教友编头发或者戴任何的金饰。
But if we follow Peter's and see it as an absolute command, then they would also not be wearing any clothes.
如果我们认为彼得这里说的是一个绝对的命令的话，那些女教友也不应该穿衣服。
Peter's point in these verses is that the emphasis that the wife should have is on the internal qualities rather than the external qualities.
彼得在这里强调的就是说我们要注重我们的内在而不是我们的外在。
Now, we certainly see that in our society that the emphasis is on the external qualities.
在现今的社会我们看见很多人注重的就是外在的东西。
And particularly for women,
尤其是女士。
We see all the advertising that talks about how to look good.
我们看见很多的广告就是教你怎么样去看起来很漂亮。
And many women buy into that.
很多女士就觉得那我要试一试。
They spend lots of time and money on things like clothes.
他们就花很多时间、很多金钱在装饰服饰上。
On things like makeup and hair,
在化妆品啊，头发
，on shoes,
鞋呀
，and so, certainly this passage is not saying you should neglect your appearance.
在这里就不是说 你要完全的忽略你自己的外表。
But this passage is saying internal qualities are more important.
在这里说的就是内在的美，内在的好处，优点是比外在更重要的。
In fact, it says these internal qualities are precious to God.
而且说这些内在美对神来说是宝贵的。
And what are these internal qualities?
那到底是什么是内在美呢？
Well, Peter mentions two here.
彼得说了两个。
The first one is to be gentle.
第一个就是温柔。
Now, the word can be translated strength under control.
这里的解释就是说我们有力量，但是我们有控制。
It is a word that is used, that Jesus uses to describe himself.
这个字眼就是耶稣用来形容他自己的。
In Matthew 11:29,
在马太福音的十一章二十九节
，Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart."
我的心里温柔谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
The second quality, internal quality that Peter points to is to have a quiet spirit.
第二点就是我们要安静。
Now, quiet doesn't mean silent.
安静不是说你要沉默。
But it points to a person that is peaceable.
就是说我们要很和平的，很平静的。
It points to a person that is calm and not combative.
是平静的，而且没有斗争的。
So Peter says women should not focus so much on the external,
彼得说女士们不要太注重外表，
but they should focus on the internal qualities like a gentle and quiet spirit.
而要注重的就是我们内在的，像温柔和安静。
And then Peter finally says to the wives, follow the examples of godly women.
接着彼得又说你们要跟随圣经里的那些女子的榜样。
Please read verse 5 and 6 for us.
我读第五、第六节。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，如同撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
Now, if you were to go to American supermarkets,you'll see lots of magazines at the checkout counter.
如果大家去美国的超市，在结账的时候，你会看见很多杂志。
And you'll see on the cover of these magazines certainly an emphasis on beauty and appearance for the women.
杂志的封面上，你们会看到很多强调女性的美丽啊，这些东西。
But not only are they focusing on the external.But they're also providing, in some sense, a bad examples for people.
这个不单只是让我们注重自己的外表，而且给我们立了一个不好的榜样。
Because inside these magazines, they have lots of stories about celebrities and movie stars.
在这些杂志里有很多这些明星的八卦新闻啊，可能他们的爱情故事啊。
And it talks about all the bad things that they do.
而且揭露了他们很多做的很多的坏事。
And somehow a lot of people are just interested in all the bad things that are happening in people's lives.
就有很多人就非常喜欢看这些人的坏事，他们的八卦。
But Peter is saying, don't follow those women.
在这里彼得说，不要跟随那些女人。
Follow the godly women that are in the Bible.
要跟随那些在圣经里圣洁的妇人。
Peter points to Sarah, who is the wife of Abraham.
在这里，彼得指出了撒拉，就是亚伯拉罕的妻子。
He says that she is a woman that you who is an example that you should follow.
彼得就是说，她就是一个你要跟随的榜样。
She was a woman that hoped in God and trusted in God.
她在神里是有盼望和有信实的。
Now you may be wondering, oh, as I read this, maybe I need to If you're a wife, address my husband as Lord.
如果你看这个章节的话，你会想啊，我是不是应该叫我的丈夫做主呢？
Well, I would say probably over these many centuries, language has changed, and certainly the meaning of words have changed.
我在这里想指出，这几百年来，用字的意思和习惯其实有很大的改变。
But I believe the principle is that submission should be reflected in what you say.
但是我的原则就是说，顺服是要在你的言语里表现出来的。
Does the tone of your voice, does the words that you speak, reflect a respect for your husband?
是你用的字眼和你说话的语气。能不能反映出你对你丈夫的尊重？
Now, after spending six verses talking to the wives, Peter now gives one verse for the husband.
我们在这里看到彼得用了六节来对妻子说，现在就用了一节来对丈夫说。
You may say, why so much for the wives?
你会想为什么跟妻子就说那么多呢？
Well, in that first century society,the wives usually would follow after the religion of their husband.
在那个第一世纪的时候，妻子一般都是跟随丈夫的信仰。
In fact, in that society, women had very few rights or privileges.
在当时的社会里，女人有很少的权利和。
So if a woman were to become a Christian, it was very, very unusual.
在那个时候，如果女人成为一个基督徒的，其实是不常见的例子。
And it would present lots of problems and issues.
在那个时候会有很多的问题。
Therefore, a Christian wife married to an unbelieving husband had lots of challenges.
在那个时候，如果是一个信基督的女性跟一个不信基督的男性结合的话，会有很大的问题。
They need a lot more help and encouragement.
他们需要很多的鼓励和帮助。
And that's why Peter spends six verses talking about the wives to address to the wives.
这就是为什么彼得用了六节来对那些女性说话。
Now, as we look at what Peter writes to the husband, please notice what he doesn't say to the husbands.
在这里我们看到彼得跟丈夫说的时候，我们要看。他没有跟丈夫说什么。
Notice he doesn't say, husbands, make your wife submit.
在这里他没有跟丈夫说，丈夫们，你们要让你们的妻子顺服。
Submission, making the wife submit is not the responsibility of the husband.
要让妻子顺服不是丈夫的责任。
The wife is to voluntarily submit to the husband.
妻子要自愿地顺服自己的丈夫。
The husband is not to be the policeman to enforce it.
丈夫不应该像警察一样强迫妻子去顺服他们。
We also notice in this passage, the word likewise.
在这里我们同样看到有同样这个字眼。
And again, the Chinese translation may not be accurate. It means in the same way.
在这里中文的译本里没有这个同样这个字，但是我们要注意，原文是有的。
So it's pointing back to the example of Christ in chapter 2.
它这里指向的就是第二章里，耶稣基督的榜样。
That the husband is supposed to be like Christ, even as a leader in the home.
这里就是说丈夫要像基督一样成为家里的领袖。
And I believe that Peter gives husbands here two points.
在这里彼得对丈夫说了两个点。
The first is to be understanding.
第一点就是要按情理。
That they are to live with their wives in an understanding way.
就是你要和你太太生活，你要按情理。
Well, what should the husbands understand?
那丈夫要谅解，要按情理做什么事情呢？
Well, I would say certainly they need to understand what does the Bible teach.
当然他们要懂，圣经里教他们是什么。
What does it teach about the family?
圣经里教我们怎么样处理家庭呢？
What does it teach about marriage roles?
他怎么样教我教我们怎么样去处理婚姻的角色问题呢
？What does it mean to be a servant leader？
教我们怎么样去成为一个仆人有仆人样式的领袖呢
？Not only should they know what the Bible teaches, but they also understand their wife.
他们不单只要懂得圣经里的教导，而且他们要谅解，要按情理来对他们的妻子。
The husband should try to understand her strengths and her weaknesses.
丈夫们要了解自己的长处和短处。
My wife likes to be early for things.
我的太太她喜欢早到，她喜欢做事情的时候要提早很多到达那个地方。
I like to be just on time.
我只喜欢准时。
But sometimes something happens and I end up being late.
但是有一些意外的情况的话，我就会迟到了。
And when I'm late, my wife gets very upset.
当我迟到的时候，我太太就非常的不高兴。
And so now that I understand my wife, I try to be early.
现在我理解了我的太太，所以我也尝试的可以早到一点。
I understand it's very important for her to try to be early.
我知道早到对于他来说是很重要的。
And so particularly I try to make myself a little bit early.
我就强迫自己做事情早一点。
I think, again, husbands should understand the situation that their wife is in.
做丈夫的要了解妻子所在的情况。
For instance, if your wife works and then has to come back and take care of the family, what kind of stress does that cause on the wife?
就是说，如果你的妻子在外边又工作，回来又要做家务的话，她有多大的压力呢？
And the husband should recognize, oh, I don't want to overwork my wife. I need to be understanding and understanding her needs.
丈夫应该了解到，我们不应该要求太太做很多的事情，我们要谅解，要理解他们。
The second point that Peter makes in this verse is that they should, husband should show honor to the wife.
第二点就是经节里用的字眼就是敬重。
It says in this last in verse 7, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered.
因为她比你软弱，原文就是软弱的器皿。与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Now, when Peter says wives are the women are the weaker vessel, it doesn't mean that women are inferior.
在这里，彼得说，女人是柔弱的器皿，不是指女人是低下一点的。
But we know that, for instance, men are usually stronger.
我们都知道，
physically.
对，在肉体上，男人是比较强壮的。
Whereas women are generally more delicate.
女人在一般就是比较娇小，比较纤细的。
When my children were small, younger, we used to have two sets of dishes in our house.
当我的孩子还是很小的时候，我们家里有两套的餐具。
One set of dishes was for everyday use.
一套就是我们每天都用的餐具。
And the dishes that we use were made out of hard plastic.
那套餐具就是用硬塑料做的。
And if the children dropped it on the floor, it would not break.
如果孩子们把它们掉在地上，它们不会破，不会烂掉。
But sometimes we would have guests come over for dinner.
有时候我们会有客人来我们家吃饭。
And we would bring out what we would call the fine china.
我们就会拿出我们上好的瓷器。
And they're very beautiful and very delicate.
它们是很漂亮但是很脆弱的。
They are not as strong as the hard plastic.
它们当然没有那些硬塑料做的那么结实。
But they're much more valuable.
但是它们更贵更有价值。
And so we handle that fine china with care.
所以我们对那些上好的瓷器是加倍的小心。
So what Peter is saying here is that the wives are more like fine china.
在这里，彼得就是说，妻子就好像那些上好的瓷器。
And we need to show them respect and honor.
我们要尊重他们，我们要敬重他们。
We should treat them like a queen.
我们应该对他们像皇后一样。
Proverbs 31 verse 10 talks about the value of a wife.
箴言第31章第10节里说到这个妻子的价值。
It says, an excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Now, we also notice in 1 Peter verse 7 that it says that the wives are heirs with you of the grace of life.
在第七节里说，在第七节里说，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因为她比你软弱。
So this reinforces the equality of the husband and wife before God.
所以这里再次强调了男女的特性在神的面前。
And there is also a warning.
在这里也有一个警告。
It says if the husband doesn't treat the wife with understanding and does not show her respect, God may choose not to answer his prayers.
就是说如果你们对妻子不是用神教你们的方法，神可能会对你们有一些惩罚的方式。
So we see in this passage that Peter has advice for the wife. And there's advice for the husband.
在这里我们看到彼得教导了妻子，也教导了丈夫。
The question, if you're married, is, well, who's going to start?
在这里最重要的问题就是说，谁走出第一步呢？
I spent my first year of marriage in seminary.
我第一年结婚的时候，我仍然在神学院里。
And I must admit, my wife and I had a lot of conflicts that first year.
在我们第一年的婚姻里，我跟我的太太有很多的冲突。
So much so that I was wondering, I wonder if anyone got divorced while they were in seminary.
在那个时候，问题严重到我想，我是不是会成为在神学院里第一个离婚的人呢？
There were times that my wife would have heated arguments.
有时候我们的争论是非常强烈的。
Or sometimes we wouldn't talk to each other for days.
有时候我们就不跟彼此说话，有好几天就是冷战的情况。
Meanwhile, in seminary, I was learning about what the Bible taught about marriage.
但是另一方面，在神学院里，我就学到了圣经是怎么样教导我们对于婚姻这个问题。
I began to learn what does the Bible teach about submission and headship.
在这里我学到了圣经如何教导我们顺服和如何教导我们当一个领导。
I remember looking at this passage and thinking, well, I'm supposed to show her understanding and honor.
在这里我就学到了我应该对我的妻子做出谅解和尊重。
And I said to myself, I'll show her honor and understanding and honor if she submits to me first.
我曾经想过，如果她先让步，她先顺服我的话，我就会尊重，我就会谅解她。
But then I realized it says we need to follow the example of Christ.
但是我又看到我们应该学习耶稣基督的榜样。
And Christ did not wait for us to become better before he saved us.
耶稣没有等我们变好一点，他才来拯救我们。
No, he took the first step.
他走出了第一步。
He loved us first.
他先爱我们。
And so I learned that I need to take the first step.
所以我学到我应该走出第一步。
And I need to live with my wife in an understanding way and to show her respect and honor.
所以我知道我要跟我太太一起，我要谅解她，我要尊重她。
And I'm glad to share with you that, I didn't get a divorce.
我跟大家分享的事情就是我没有离婚。
And in fact, my wife and I were married this year for 40 years now.
事实上，我跟我太太到今天为止，我们已经结婚40年了。
But I had to learn and apply what the Bible taught.
我要继续学习和应用圣经里教我的。
And I hope for all of you, either you can apply it to your own marriage or maybe help others with their marriages.
我希望在座的也可以把它应用到你们自己的婚姻，或者教导别人如何去面对婚姻。
Let's bow together in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we again recognize that there are lots of marriages in trouble.
天父，我们知道很多的婚姻是有问题的。
And part of it is because we just follow what the world teaches about marriage.
因为很多时候我们只是跟随世界所教导我们的。
We haven't paid attention to what your word has to say.
我们有时候就忽略了你对我们所说的话语。
And so we confess that before you.
所以我们在这里向你认罪。
We pray that you would help, particularly the marriages here, to apply it to their situation.
我们感谢你有章节让我们可以应用到我们的婚姻里。
That you would teach them what the husband should do and what the wife should do.
你在这里教导了我们丈夫应该怎么去做，妻子应该怎么去做。
And that Jesus Christ would be their example.
而耶稣基督也成为了他们的榜样。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.